Good day, guys. Welcome to my second episode of my podcast. Today we'll be talking about financial education. Financial education is a red topic discussed amongst young adults within our generations now. Like, we hardly talk about financial education, guys, and it's really sad that it affects all of us. Financial education is not relevant to most people. It's probably the most boring topic that people ever talk about. And the sooner we address it, the better. Otherwise, we're going to have a nation full of young people with a lot of debt. You know? So I'll start off by saying, people do not understand what it means to be financially stable. Financially stable does not mean you need to be earning a lot of money. Financial stability does not mean you need to have billions in your account. Financial stability means to have enough money that you are able to do what you need and want to do. That's financial stability. You take care of what needs to be taken care of, and you what you want to do with your money. You understand? Your assets are there, right? Your assets are bigger than your liabilities, as it should. You know? Guys, I can't emphasize this enough. Talk amongst your peers. Talk amongst your family about financial education. It's always ideal to understand how it works, how to spend your money, how to save your money from a very, very young age. The majority of people get into debt at a very young age before they get into the working class. They sign up to unnecessary expenses. Unnecessary expenditure, guys. You know, you engage yourself to things that will hold you for years. By the time you become a working class person, you are paying for things that you should never have engaged into in the first place. You understand? So this is one of the critical topics when it comes to a person really growing, really fulfilling their purpose. Because the financial stability is so important that, guys, you'll end up finding yourself 5 years without doing anything, without reaching your goal. If you have an idea waiting to be funded, keep waiting, because we are all waiting to be funded. But if you save the little that you have for your business, it will mean something. And guys, money that you save always means something. You always know how to spend it. You'll always know what to do with it, the money that you spend. You understand? Whether it be emergency, whether it be you want to be for a trip, you want to go with your friends, you will always know what to do with your money because you've worked for it, you've saved for it. All right? So, guys, I can't emphasize that enough. All right? The other thing is going beyond your means, living a lifestyle that you really can't afford. Guys, it's such a pity that we live in a times whereby we're pressured by our friends. Not necessarily pressured, we're even pressured by ourselves. Guys, your friends go out. Your friends have more money than you. Your friends have more money than you. They're spending their pocket money that will not move them. But because you're there, what does society want us to do? To spend as well. Because you don't want someone to spend on you and blurb about you tomorrow morning on Twitter. So what are you going to do? What is the wise thing to do? Wisest thing to do? You also contribute to what everybody is having. So what does that happen? Now your friend, one of your friends is trigger happy. Spends more than what is more than you can afford. Example, you have budgeted for 500 rand to be spent in the night. Your friend out here, you guys have eaten, drank, whatever you guys have done in that night, more than enough. But your friend is trigger happy and you also trigger happy. And goes above his own budget. Now you feel pressured and you spend beyond your budget as well. Now what happens to you? You shortfall for the month. Your friend is fine. Guys, People might earn the same, but they just don't manage their finances the same. You earn the same money as me, but I save more than you. At the end of the day, you find yourself broke. What would I have to do? I would have to advise you on how to save better. I understand we have different responsibilities, guys. Black tax is probably one of the major things that pulls black people back. But guys, manage your fund. Manage your fund. I'm sure black taxation has understanding as well. Your family understands what needs to be spent on, what doesn't need to be spent on. Guys, you understand? If you are the breadwinner, manage your finances. As little as it is. Guys, there is no such thing as a lot of money, lot of money with a salary. There is, but literally, guys, with the little that you have, you can still manage. Saving, guys, as little, if you're earning 3,000, save 200 rand. It teaches you that when you will start earning 300,000, you'll be able to save a large, substantial amount of money. It all starts with the little that you have. There is no other way, guys. It is so nice giving someone advice and not practicing it, which is probably that I would also do. I go through the same financial problems that I'm telling you guys here. But guys, it only helps if we talk about it. It only helps if we talk about it 2 days before payday. It only helps if we talk about it every time we link up with friends. Guys, these are the conversations we should be having. These are the topics we should be talking about. It determines everything. I mean, financial education. If you're a financial guru in terms of handling your funds, it's going to help you in the long run. It's going to help you on how to even manage your family, how to manage your business. Guys, the biggest mistake to have is to have funds that don't belong to you. Even if you're just borrowing from a friend, going to your personal account. That is so dangerous, guys. Do you understand? And it teaches you whether you're a reckless person or not. That 5,000 rand in your account and you only swiping 100 rand, it doesn't do much. But in the long run, it does. That 100 rand you swipe tomorrow, you swipe another one tomorrow, you swipe, the money is finishing, guys. You understand? Money is finishing. It's just like that Coke you're drinking in a body. It's going to finish. You keep on sipping. The water you're sipping in that little body bottle, it's going to finish eventually. There's nothing that you use that will not finish eventually, guys. Guys, whether you come from a wealthy family, poor family, financial education is very, very, very important. Very, very important, guys. Okay? So I've covered the basis of most of the stuff. So I've said a lot that I needed to say, and I wanted to keep it within a short minutes, like maybe 10 minutes. And I think I've done just that, all right? So the next time you're going to link up again on my podcast, we'll probably be talking about investment, the best investment choices, anything relating to financial, guys, I'm all for it, all right? And if it's anything else, we'll talk about it, then let it be anything else that will benefit you in future, as well as benefit myself, all right? Thank you so much, guys. I hope I kept it short as possible, and the message was passed across as it should have. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Till I see you guys again. All right. And remember, guys, stay out of debt. Debt is not good. Debt is not good. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Till next time.